2020, beginning of 2021 time.
Yeah.
There's been just like a bit more time to like investigate things that you haven't seen in a while, yep. Or, you know, nothing's on Netflix. So yep. Like, okay, you know, anyway, it's definitely been interesting. Cause like over the last year, we definitely have seen, we've like revisited or seen for the first time, like old, like 80s or 90s, mm-hmm. I guess some early 2000s, but usually it's like 90s action movies that were like, man, this doesn't hold up. Like some of it really, really doesn't. And others, I mean, others do, you know, like honestly, some things you're like, I wouldn't think that this would hold up, but it does. Mm-hmm. Another others that you're like, this is a classic. Then you go back and watch it. You're like, like this is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There was a period in quarantine. I said this on one of the previous podcast episodes, but like where it was starting to kill me that I couldn't go to the movies. And like the online selection nowadays is pretty great if you know where to look. And it just turned into me digging up movies that either I didn't get to watch when they came out because I was too young and my mom wouldn't let me, or mm-hmm. like I knew I wanted to see them, but I just never got around to seeing them. And there were just a couple titles in there where like some of them I'm like, okay, this is still pretty good. And other ones I'm like, I could see how this would have been so dope in like 1997, but like over mm-hmm. 15 years later, it's some of them, the premises, you read the log line on IMDb and you're like, how the hell did this get funding? Oh my gosh.
I'm remembering, it might've been one of these. So there was a time when we were revisiting Jack Ryan.
Okay.
And I'll be honest. I didn't realize that there were multiple Jack Ryan things.
Yeah. And there's multiple Jack Ryans.
Yeah. No, but I just always, I don't know how I missed that, but I did grow up like watching some of these, but I think I just like wasn't familiar enough to like put things together.
Yeah.
So I know we watched the Patriot Games. I know we watched Clear and Present Danger, and we watched the Sum of All Fears. Okay. It may have been the Sum of All Fears
where the
helicopter
you,
thing happens.
I guarantee you it was the Sum of All Fears.
Because I kind of remember Morgan Freeman in that movie, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
You're right.
But we did go back, and anyway, I just was like, how did I miss that? Like all these actors played him?
Yep.
Because it started when like, you know, that new one came out. And
yep, with John Krasinski, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's so funny. So, it was definitely Sum of All Fears. That's speaking probably the campiest.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of, you want to tell everyone what your favorite Christmas movie is?
Oh, are we going there? Are we going to go there?
Well, because I mean, I can talk about it. If we want to talk about like things getting progressively like, okay, everything's just blowing up and like way overboard.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'll say it. Okay. So it's a two-way tie. Okay. So, you know, Diane, so note for our listeners who are listening to this episode, Diane and my other close college friend Fallon are diehard Christmas fans. These girls love Christmas more than any other person my age I know. And they go hot, wicked hot for Christmas. And like in my house, like Christmas is cool, but like, you know, it's not like we watch like big Christmas movies. And then I meet Fallon and Diane. They're like, yeah, we watch The Sound of Music and White Christmas every year. And then other people are like, we watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm like, I watch Gremlins and Die Hard every year for Christmas. Like those are my quintessential Christmas movies.
So here's the thing. This whole time I've always been like, Die Hard, that is not a Christmas movie. Like that's a cop out answer. That's also like, what kind of a tradition is that? Like whatever. Okay. Well, 2020, we don't have that many other good things to do in our evenings. Right. So I was finally like, okay, I'm going to watch it. I've seen it before, but a long time ago.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to watch it just to be like, is Marcus smoking something when he says that this is a Christmas movie? And also like, I'll just watch it. You know, he's great. Well, you know, whatever. We watched it and I was like, okay, this is such a good movie, first of all.
Winning.
But second of all, it really does check out. It is a Christmas movie. Yes. It is 100% a Christmas movie. I didn't realize that because I think when you watch it, you're not really thinking that, but it is.
No.
Okay. I will give you that. I will let that be your favorite movie. But then we made the mistake of watching How many are there? Five?
There's
six.
Hold five? On. I'm going to do the count. Ready? So we got
five.
Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Harder, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Live Free or Die Hard, and then A Good Day to Die Hard. So there's five. There's five.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. We made a mistake one week. We watched one a day. Like literally one a day to be like, because here's the thing. We finished Die Hard and we were like, that was so good. That was really good. And Die Hard 2 just like popped up on the queue and we were like, whoops, we started it. So we started it and we were like, we're not mad about this. We're watching it, right?
Yeah.
Definitely not as good. But it, I do remember that one for some reason a little bit well. I guess it just was always on TV or something.
Yeah.
Like back growing up.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, okay, it's definitely still good. It's just
not on the same level.
Yeah. And like they at one point I think tried to, you know, they referenced that it was Christmas again or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, you definitely can't call it a Christmas movie. Like
no.
With the first.
No.
Okay. So then the third one. At this point, I don't even remember. Did I like the third one?
You were just like,
I
what?
Think that I still just... was like, I'm in this. I'm in it. Even though obviously from the first movie, you're like, this is just crazy. This is just ridiculous. And then we're like, are we really doing this to ourselves? Or are we really going to seek out watching the fourth one? Because if I remember correctly, I think that the first three were like ready to be watched. I think they were on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
And then the other two we had to like either rent or like go find. Yep. I don't know. We did. We were like, we've come this far. We need to just see this out. So we saw the fourth one and we were like, well, he's definitely older by that point a little bit.
Yep.
Is that the one they like tie in? Oh, that's the, they like tie in his son, right?
Yep. No, his son is in the fifth one. The daughter's in the fourth one.
Oh, the daughter's in the fourth one. You're right.
Yes.
But it's with the helicopter, am I right? Wait, no. There's helicopters in both.
There's a
helicopter. Where's the one where they land in the water in the helicopter? That's the fifth?
That's the fifth one. He fights a fighter jet in the fourth one, and then he fights a helicopter in the fifth one. And he's bald and like in his 50s or 60s at this point.
He fights a fighter jet.
Yes.
On the highway.
Yep.
Wait, am I remembering this correctly?
Yes, you are remembering it correctly.
Okay. So by that point, you're like, this is unreal. I mean, by the third one, you think that.
Yeah.
Like, this is just not, it's the third one where he gets blown from the water up in the air.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, remember, so, and also like you live in New York, so you know, like he's doing the scavenger hunt.
That's why I enjoyed that one so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's doing the scavenger hunt all over New York. And I'm like, anyone who lives in New York knows that you cannot, there's no way this would ever be successful.
There's no way you can get from there to
absolutely.
Yeah. 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 He's running around to like different phones. And
yeah.
Oh yes. Gosh. And what's his name is in that?
Scar, because you love the Lion King. Hello, Jeremy Irons. Who is Scar? Yeah. Snape. Well, remember, the connection you made that always makes me laugh is like, first of all, Marcus, why are Snape and Scar brothers? Why is that so perfect? And I'm just like, And then Samuel Jackson shows up and you're like, what? Samuel Jackson. Why is he here?
Oh my gosh, Snape. Snape and Scar. Oh my gosh, that was so perfect. I totally forgot about that already. Yeah, so what, and you know, it was weird in 2020 to also be like, oh, wow, they're going all around New York and like New York shut down right now. And this is weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So then by the fourth, you're like, absolutely not. This is not like a, I mean, oh
yeah.
But we watched the fifth one, right?
Yeah.
I appreciated that the fourth, fifth, each focused on like
one of the kids, right? Yeah.
I know you though were like, the fifth one I have so many issues with. I hate it so much. You were like, please don't watch it. Whatever you do, don't watch it. And I was like, I'm absolutely watching it. It's already playing right now. Like we're watching it. We're already into these movies. We watched it and I was like, okay, I get why you didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
He's old at that point. It's so unreal. Yeah. It's so, you thought that it was not true to his character.
Not at all. Cause I dislike Die Hard 5 for the same reason you dislike Skyfall. Because it's like, if you look at it as just a ridiculous action movie, sure, it's great. But like, if you're trying to look at it in terms of the canon of the character and who he is, it's like, this is not at all, in my opinion, what what a John McClane story is.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you watched all Die Hards back to back?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. It would have been okay. because I did a marathon leading up to the fifth one when I rented the fifth
okay.
one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, why? That's fair.
Yeah.
Because I'm just gonna say that I didn't feel that way. I actually felt like by the time, especially, I mean, even in the second, but especially third, fourth.
Yeah.
I feel like his character was already kind of morphing and he mm-hmm. obviously was getting older. He obviously, like, okay, from the very beginning, he had like family issues, right?
Yeah.
He like saved his marriage. But then in the second one, they're apart again.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, right?
No. They're together in the second one. The marriage was on good terms in the second one. In the third one, Yeah, I'm positive. And then in the third one, they're divorced.
Okay.
So in the second one, they're on good terms. He's just waiting to pick her up because they're visiting her parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. But by the third, they're like.
Yeah, they're divorced. They're separated again. Yeah.
Okay. And then it's like, I mean, they were hinting like he has issues with his kids too.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So as far as like family dynamics, I was like, okay, I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But what about it in the fifth? Didn't you?
So like my biggest issue with 4 and 5, and it's like the thing I love about 1 is he's so human and he's so fragile, you know, like in terms of like when he gets that glass in his foot and he has to pull the glass out of his foot, like you feel it. Like you're like, this is a real dude who like, something as simple as stepping on barefoot glass is going to affect him the way that it would actually affect somebody in this. You know what I mean? And in the second one, they try really hard to at least toe the line of like, okay, is this that ridiculous? No, we can manage it. And third,
honestly don't love the plot of the second.
Oh no, because it's a rehash of the first one, but in an airport, you know? And then in the third one, same thing. They're kind of toeing that line, but it's just edging towards ridiculousness. And then in the fourth and the fifth one, I'm like, all right, you'd have 3 broken bones. Your lung would be collapsed. You would not be able to drive that truck. You would not be able to, and then jump off the 18-wheeler and slide on, you know what I mean? And then in the fifth one.
He goes through some rough stuff from the very first movie, but by the time you get to third, fourth, fifth,
he's like he's on steroids.
You are dead. You are literally like, dead. Yeah. Yeah. What are you?
And like in the fifth one, like the stuff he's doing. And like, I liked in the first and second one, how he just got so annoyed by the circumstances he found himself in, you know, of like, he's just like, oh God, I really don't want to be doing this right now, but I kind of know I have to like, or like, you know, and then 3, 4, and 5, he's just accepted it. He's just like, you know what? Yeah, whatever. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to man up. And it's again, like, I think it's my own personal interpretation of the characters versus like where the filmmakers wanted to take it. And you also have to bear in mind that like they're making these movies knowing they have to compete with other big movies that are coming out. Yeah. So like Die Hard 4 feels like a Transformers movie at the end because it's coming out around the same time.
That's made clear. You're like, and we are in Transformers.
Yeah, we're in Transformers level because we have to compete with that. And it's like, you can't do the same small scale stuff you did in 1 that you do in this. But for me, I'm just like, ugh, like I can't, I can't.
This to say, shockingly, I enjoyed watching the entire franchise.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. The first one is so great because of all those reasons. But it was still enjoyable. You're like, where is this going?
Like, if you look at it as just a fun, good action movie, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, especially 4 and 5. Like, because it's like, but like, because, and you know, me, I'm John McClane is my hero. And it's just like, he's so great. He's got so many problems. Like the first one is just also so magnificent because you could take out the terrorists and the explosions and it's still just a guy just trying to fix his marriage. And like, this has been harped on by every blogger and film nerd on the planet, but still like they bring it up because it's just true. Like the scene where him and the wife have the fight in the hotel room, I'm like, this is like a scene from another movie. Like in another universe, this would not be in this kind of movie. Like, or in like more modern day times, like they wouldn't spend that much time that they do like establishing the marriage, showing how messed up it is. So that when stuff goes down, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? There's just so many.
You know, here's the thing though. I did actually get annoyed with him as, you know, as the movies progressed because I was like, you went through all this stuff to try to save your marriage, to try to like blah blah blah, to just have like, you know, oh, we're not together anymore. Oh, my life is wrecked. And I don't even talk to my kids and blah, you know, like all that. I was like, obviously that's like cliche, like detective cop thing. That's just like what you do, right? If you're like, if you're a cop in a show, you're having troubles at home.
Guaranteed. Like,
you're not home or whatever, whatever. But so I did kind of get annoyed with that just because I was like, I felt like he was so honest and truthful, like you said, at the the top, to then be like, but by the fourth and fifth, he was trying to like win back his relationship
with his kids.
So I think that's why I personally like appreciated it and was like, okay, it is coming back around to be about relationships and about his like, you know, I don't know. So I thought it was kind of redeeming in that sense, but I did get upset during, you know, three, four, whatever, when I was like, what are you doing? Like, how are you still having... That's fair. You know, like you can have problems. I'm just saying he went through a lot in that first movie, even second movie, like whatever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, enough about John McClane.